We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Kevin Kugler, Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson, all on today's show. 402-951-1620. You can hit me up. Getting closer and closer to Nebraska and Michigan. Adrian Martinez practiced again. But, you know, of course, Scott Frost and company, they're staying fairly tight-lipped about everything in terms of what his status is going to be for Saturday. My thought is I'm leaning towards him playing. He's practiced all week. And usually you practice all week, you're going to go play. And the big thing is if there is if there's a good shot that Bunch is going to be the guy, Bunch needs all the reps he can get with the ones. And so what you also don't want to have happen is go the whole week where Martinez is taking a bunch of reps from Bunch with the ones, and then you don't play him. So I'm leaning towards him playing, but I certainly understand that, you know, I did a segment this summer of the top five most important figures in this reboot / rebuild. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I put Scott Frost 1 and Adrian Martinez 2. I mean, Martinez is the future, the guy. If Nebraska is going to hang a banner in the next 4 years, that guy is going to be arguably the most important dude for why that thing gets hung up there. So you got to be careful with your prized possession in that front. You know, I was thinking about this Nebraska-Michigan game, and you know what feels good? It feels good to feel confident in Nebraska's defense to go play well in a big game. How about that? File that under things I haven't said in a while. But it's true. Like, I feel confident in Nebraska's defense that they're going to go play pretty well this weekend. Now, a part of it is I don't think Michigan's offense is great. I mean, that's their O-line. They're still figuring out to blending the spread and the pro style and all that stuff. I mean, so part of it's on Michigan, but a part of it is earned on Nebraska's part, too. I've been big-time impressed with what I've seen from that side of the ball. And it's not just relative to where they were last year in 2017. I mean, they had nowhere to go but up. So if it's only based on that, well, then that's not saying much. I mean, I think this defense plays with an edge right now. They fly around. They play with some physicality. I've seen more big hits in two games than I have in the past 5 years. And like I've said all week, the defense 100% good enough to win both games. And I know it's early, but how about these numbers in the big areas? Nebraska ranks 11th in the country in sacks per game. 6th in the country in rush defense, and 10th in the country in tackles for loss. Like, that front seven has been really productive and really disruptive. And with the matchup of Michigan and their questions on the offensive line and how good they really are up front, I feel pretty good about Nebraska going on the road, standing up in the trenches on that side of the ball. I think Nebraska's front seven, front four, front three or whatever, goes in there and stops the run relatively well. I think Nebraska has another pretty good day getting to the quarterback. Because I looked it up this morning. So Michigan's given up some sacks now. Notre Dame had 7 sacks on Michigan. Western Michigan had 5 sacks. And SMU had 4 sacks. So you're talking about 16 sacks given up in 3 games. That's a decent amount. So teams have gotten home and sealed the deal on the Wolverines. And I think Nebraska's going to have another good day in that regard. So I've been impressed. And the only thing that hasn't happened is something that Eric Chenander said during the summer was their number one important component to success on defense. Remember when he said this? Eric Chenander went on with Gary and Damon. It was a great about 20-minute conversation. Here was Eric Chenander talking about, you know, what's important for his defense. Here's Coach Chenander.
when I rank them, obviously turnovers is king for me because we need to get Coach Frost the ball back. I have the utmost respect for him and Troy and that whole offensive staff. I think they're going to score when they get the football, so we need to get them the ball back would be number one. An interesting stat for me is sacks. Everybody, you know, it used to be that's a selfish stat. Well, we studied it for a long time, and if you have a sack within a drive, it was like 93%. This is you know, old. I have to redo it, but it was like 93% chance that they were not going to score any points in that drive if you got a sack. So I think that's much more important than people think. And then, you know, after that,
So there you go. I mean, you heard it say turnover is number one, and then he goes into tackles for loss and sacks and all, like, so when you go down the list, there's a lot of like check, 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 but the one area that is still like lacking is the defense forcing turnovers. That's the one area. The sacks and the tackles for loss, all that's been good. But Nebraska has to find a way to force more turnovers. Like, that's the only thing that hasn't really happened. And let's be real. Now, Troy had two turnovers. Colorado had zero turnovers. Troy had two turnovers. The one turnover that Troy had was when they muffed a punt. So that's not necessarily the defense kind of going and making a play. That's more of just like a mistake on, you know, special teams part for Troy. And then, I mean, unless you guys be like, oh, God. Let's be real about the one turnover Nebraska forced. I was pretty lucky that the ref gave it to Lamar Jackson. Like, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of surprised by that play. Both Jackson and the Troy wide receiver had the ball on the ground, and usually tie goes to the offense. Like, but stupidly, the Troy wide receiver let go. Like, I think if the Troy wide receiver just would have, like, stayed tied up, I'm not so sure they wouldn't have rewarded the catch.
And if their quarterback led the receiver a little bit more, that was a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was, I mean, yeah, it's
coverage wasn't great, right, but the ball hung in the air a little bit long for Lamar Jackson to catch
up to.
So
it took a bad pass,
yeah,
and it took a fortunate call from the officials to get your one turnover.
Right, and wasn't there, maybe you just said this, but was it Ben Stilley that got away with a fumble? Like, there was a play.
Oh, there was one.
There was a play early where it was clearly a fumble.
That was like, wow, I couldn't believe. That might have been the play that caused Neil Brown to get the penalty.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I was sitting there, I was actually watching the game with Bo, and Bo and I looked at each other like, bro,
that was a fumble.
Gift.
But they called
that
down.
That's what's crazy is I actually felt like for the majority of that game, Nebraska got kind of a lot of breaks on some calls. Like, to be real with you. Yeah. I mean, again, I thought the Lamar Jackson pick was like, man, that looked like a, I mean, they're laying on their back. Play's dead. I mean, tie usually goes to, I mean, to me, the Troy wide receiver, if he just stays tied up with it, it's a catch. But nevertheless, that's something that has to get better. For Nebraska to win the game this Saturday, 100% need to force a turnover, win the turnover back. So again, I'm confident that Nebraska's defense will go play well. But I think that's the one thing that you look at and say, that needs to change. That, like, got to start forcing some turnovers. And for Nebraska to win, the turnover battle needs to be in their favor. So, again, that's something that, I mean, that's Chen Anderson's like, hey, man, first thing I'm looking at, turnovers. I'm looking at turnovers. Every other area to me has been rock solid but that. But it does feel good to feel like, all right, Nebraska's walking into a big game, and I feel confident in Nebraska's defense that they're going to go play well. Like, I feel really confident in that. 402-951-1620. All right. Again, Kugler going to stop by 1 hour from now, give us his thoughts on Michigan and Nebraska. Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson still to come as well. You can email the 4 Points Federal Credit Union Zone inbox, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter @NickBob. All right, when we come back, I didn't address there's a pretty big story that broke yesterday that, like, I didn't address, but I'll address it now. And I just think I think it's really interesting that there's so many times people expect something that is true in life to not be true in sports. And I'll explain what that is when we come back.